Countless FX helps people create amazing home displays for holidays and celebrations with digital decorations featuring entertaining animated characters and atmospheric scenes. Atmos FX offers a variety of beautifully animated amusement park quality decorations that can be viewed on any TV or monitor, as well as projected on windows, walls, ceilings, and props. Decorate for Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's Eve, and birthdays to have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit atmosfx.com.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the first time this new year, this is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of January 4th, 2019. I am Dave Graveline, and we're coming to you from the OWC studios, OWC Digital, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Check out owcdigital.com/into. Special products and pricing for our audience when you visit owcdigital.com/into. Erasmo's in the control room, Horatio working with the show out of New York.
I'm Chris Graveline, and I must say, this is so far our best show of the year.
I would tend to agree, yes. Oh, wonderful. We're number one in this time slot on this station on this day.
Of course, being our first show of the year, it's also, I guess, probably our worst show of the year.
No, don't say that. No. It's our best show of the year. Let's stay positive.
Until next week. Well, that one will be the best show of the year.
Well, yeah, because it'll be our first week from the desert.
Right, when we officially kick off our new season.
That's right, at the U.S. version of IFA. Yeah,
the cesspool.
The cess, yes. Do stay tuned, because we're going to be talking to as many people as we can possibly gather as we wander aimlessly throughout the Las Vegas Convention Center, the Sands, the Hard Rock, the West Gate, the East Gates, everything, trying to find all the cool stuff that's being introduced in Lost Wages, Nevada next week. You don't want to miss a minute of it. We launch our 24th year there next week.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot to even mention that when I did Twith earlier in the show, that, 24 years, Tomorrow's been on the air.
Hello. Yeah. Now, for those who don't know what Twith means, that's kind of an inside term that we tend to use. This week in tech history. See, it spells Twith.
That's what I said, Twith.
Yeah, that's what you said, all right. Some tech news and commentary. We get back to your calls and reminders to be sure to tune in starting next week for a couple, 3 weeks' worth of coverage from Vegas as we talk to as many as we possibly can, introducing some cool new stuff, some of which, unfortunately, never makes it to market. We'll try to keep better track of those things for you so we can warn you not to buy them because they're not available.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Right.
But don't get your hopes up. Other stuff, we'll let you know if it's actually on the market and for how much.
Well, like last year, we talked to a company, Foldimate, which had a concept of a laundry folding robot. We got an email that this year they will have a working prototype of it. So maybe by next year they'll have an actual
product. Yes, they're teasing us for 3 years in a row, and hopefully it'll become a reality at some point.
And of course, isn't it with like $900-something, and who would want to buy a $900 laundry folding robot?
A rich person.
Yeah.
Who doesn't do their laundry anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
But it's funny because
maybe they haven't done this marketing thing very well.
Well, because their email press release, said, we invite you to bring your laundry to us and we will have our Foldimate fold it for you. So I can just see now all these journalists walking around with a laundry basket full of clothes to be folded at the Foldimate booth.
Now if they were to offer us the ability to cram as much into a big box as we can and they'll pay the FedEx to send it up to them, hopefully clean laundry, and then FedEx it back to us all nice and folded, I'd consider that for some shirts and slacks or something.
Maybe I should bring them a bag full of my boxer shorts.
Oh, geez.
Have them fold them for me.
I wonder if the machine can fold them, or do they just bundle them up and throw them at you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I mention tech news and commentary?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that.
Okay, Apple's wireless charger, which was supposed to let iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPod owners wirelessly charge all three devices at the same time, missed its release window in 2018 again.
No.
Yeah. Apple had announced a product at its September 2017 iPhone event called AirPower. Apple said it would launch in 2018, but it never did. Now, it's a rare miss for Apple, which typically has a good track record of following through on product announcements. The AirPower is rumored to have faced internal development challenges, which caused Apple to not get the product to market as smoothly as expected. The tech giant also stopped mentioning AirPower in its website after the September 2018 launch of the latest iPhone models.
They just said, you know what, let's not even talk about it. Maybe people won't ask.
I figure they figured people wouldn't notice.
But people have.
Yeah.
Because Apple comes out and promises something, and you're right. They're usually very good about making sure they meet their deadlines, and they don't try to oversell something that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, and I don't mean to make Steve Jobs sound better than he was, but it's a completely different company since he left.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody, Apple fanboys and girls and others, would agree with that.
And the employees probably prefer it now, because apparently he was one of the hardest people to work for.
Yeah, from what we gathered, that's true. Samsung is releasing a second Bixby-based smart speaker that's designed to compete with Apple's HomePod and Amazon's Echo. The new device is expected to be smaller and priced lower than the Samsung Galaxy Home smart speaker, which they introduced back in August. So now they're competing with themselves as well, and of course also obviously with Google Home and all the other smart speakers out there. Apple HomePod, as we talked about last hour or the first hour, at some point earlier today during tech news, not doing so well anyway, less than 5% market penetration. And whereas we talked about Amazon, of course, with Alexa having a much bigger bite of that, like 30%. So 31%, I think it was. So the fact is, everybody else falls in between those, including Samsung. But they want to compete, and more smart speakers are happening. That was one of the biggest gifts this holiday season were various smart speakers, because they've gotten extremely inexpensive by comparison, and a lot of people are using them. 41% of us in the U.S. have a smart speaker of some sort and use it fairly regularly.
I use mine all the time. In fact, I'm waiting now to save the money to get myself an Echo Show, because I have Ring cameras, and Ring being owned by Amazon, you can bring them up on the Echo Show and just say, Alexa, show me my front yard, and it'll bring the camera up. So
you're saving up for a show?
Yeah, maybe I'll buy myself one for Christmas next year or this year.
Yeah, that's right. We're in this next year already. Yeah,
Santa, be... if you're listening, I want an Echo Show this year.
La 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 la. Santa's not listening. Oh,
yeah.
Did I get my skydive video yet? Oh no, I didn't either. I asked Santa and my kids for that.
If that's your other kids,
I don't have other kids. What other kids?
You asked me. You got two others.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm.
I asked the two that count.
So people wielding knives and rocks have vandalized self-driving vehicles operated by Waymo, which is the driverless car company owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet.
Yes, and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. More than 20 incidents of vandalism on the self-driving cars have reportedly occurred since 2017 when Waymo arrived in Chandler, Arizona. There have been reports of Waymo vans being pelted with rocks, while several others have tried to run them off the road. In response to reports of ongoing incidents involving its autonomous vehicles, Waymo pointed to two things. It's more than 25,000 miles logged per day, and what it characterized as extremely rare incidents escalating to police reports.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah, but I like how they're trying to downplay it.
Of course. Oh, but that's nothing. Come on. Yeah, nothing. People throwing rocks at us and forcing us off the road and everything. No, it doesn't happen all that often. If it happens at all, it's a bad thing. But, yeah, they're just poo-pooing it away.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Speaking of poo-pooing, can you ask Alexa, when am I going to break up with my significant other? Apparently, that's a thing. If Alexa is always listening, your phone's always tracking where you are, and big tech companies know your every move on the internet, it isn't that surprising that an algorithm could figure out when your current relationship is likely to end. But would you really want to know? Sometimes it's the not knowing that makes life so interesting. I'm wondering what our audience thinks. Would you like to know? Would you like to ask your smart speaker when you're going to do the big D if you're married, or when your current relationship isn't going to continue? Or just by algorithms and things and whatnot and where you go and if your phone knows you're going to your friend girl's house instead, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe Alexa can soon give you that information. That's going to be interesting. Do you want to know?
Maybe she can tell me when I'll break up with Alexa.
Now, that would be very sad, because I know you go home and you have conversations with your Alexa. And sometimes the conversations are pretty bizarre. You know, I have a simple conversation with Alexa periodically.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
And that's fine. You see, that makes me happy.
I don't sit home and carry on conversations. I do ask meaningful things. I mean, you were even there on Christmas when I was asking my Alexa how, you know, what the temperature of my turkey was and trying to determine that stuff. That's the kind of stuff I talk to my Alexa about.
When people are around.
I don't go home and talk about my day. And
but you can.
Yeah, I do play Jeopardy on the Alexa, you know, most days.
Now, Beth was reminding of us, as we're changing the subject, reminding of us of an important thing where Netflix is warning people not to play the Bird Box challenge.
Yeah, she sent me this text right before the show, and I've not seen Bird Box. But
me either. I have no desire. From what I've gathered from a lot of people who have watched it, said, well, I won't get that 2 hours back of my life, you know. That it's got to be fairly dumb, but some people think it's a great movie. If you watched it and enjoyed it, good for you. Not interested. But apparently, as I understand it, it's essentially a movie about if you take off a blindfold, you will see what can scare you to death. So everybody's blindfolded.
So I'll be at a wedding? my own wedding?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that would do it for me. So apparently, some people are now blindfolding themselves to do everyday tasks, including some idiots that are trying to drive or operate machinery or do something else all blindfolded. Don't do it. That's stupid. Don't be stupid. Let's start off the new year positively and doing fun things, good things, not things that will hurt yourself or others.
Well, you know what they should do is take a big empty field. Take all the people that want to drive with blindfolds on, just let them do it in that field.
Yeah.
You know, let them crash into each other, you know, nice. And we'll take care of that.
Yeah, I think that would be appropriate. Yeah. Or at least just walk around and banging into each other or something. You know, yeah. Fine. You'll get over it fairly quickly. So, oh, that hurt. You know, okay, then stop it. But don't be trying to hurt other people and yourself. And that's just dumb. And it's sad that Netflix has to issue a press release saying we're basically warning people not to take the challenge. You know, some of these goofy challenges that, you know, from eating Tide Pods to these other nonsense things from last year. Don't do it.
Yeah, so I was going to say, this is the same country that unfortunately had to put out a statement not to eat laundry detergent.
I know. I mean. you would think, why would we have to do that? That's like the people, because of the Sue crazy world we live in here in the U.S., that had to put hot, 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 hot around a cup of coffee so that people wouldn't pour it in their lap. You know, this litigious society is nuts. Some judges really got to grow a pair and just say, no. Throw out. I'm not even going to play that game. You know, you don't be stupid, and you stop trying to sue to be stupid. And, you know, enough. But nope, it's not going to happen. The transition to 5G won't just influence smartphones in this year, 2019. It will also change how things such as security cameras, smart speakers, drones, and other Internet of Things devices will operate. 5G is expected to be much faster than current systems. As Qualcomm reports, median speeds are 20 times faster than 4G. And think about them being embedded in all this IoT stuff, this Internet of Things. Yeah, I know, stupid name, but it is what it is. That you would begin to see 5G being much more responsive with your smart speaker, with cameras, with drones, with any number of security devices and things, let alone your phone that you already don't use for conversations.
How did we ever get by when our phones only had 2G? Or even before they had 2G?
Edge.
Yeah.
How did we? How did we get by with dial-up?
I mean, and I remember when I got my first Edge cell phone, I was like, this is blazingly fast.
Well, because it was then compared to what we were used to. And that's kind of the whole gist of it. Yeah. That's just how it works. I don't know how else to describe it. But you know what I hear?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Oh, yeah. So before, we didn't have the internet on computers. So it made people just amazed when they had that ability.
Yeah, but then, of course, I'm the guy that, you know, years ago would sit at my computer and it said to start, press any key, and I'm looking on the keyboard for the any key.
No time for that now. The computer's starting.
Oh, boy. A California doctor has warned that your next selfie could be your most painful one.
What?
Dr. Levi Harrison, a San Francisco-based physician, is warning about selfie wrist caused by people using their phone's camera to take a photo of themselves. Selfie wrist apparently is a form of carpal tunnel syndrome, People who experience selfie wrist may feel a tingling or sharp pain, which comes from flexing your wrist inward or holding your phone too long without moving.
Boy, I know a few people that are going to be in casts then, yeah. I'm sure.
According to Statista, at least 62% of Americans have taken at least one selfie of themselves. The statistic included 82% of people aged 18 to 34. Now, a 2018 study discovered that between October of 2011 and November of 2017, there had been 259 deaths associated with taking a selfie.
Jeez.
With the most concentrated deaths coming from the U.S., India, Russia, and Pakistan.
Where people were taking selfies at the edges of a cliff or on the top of a building and falling or just dumb stuff or on train tracks. Or,
yeah, I mean, I've heard of people trying to, you know, some challenge, you know, a while back of people trying to take a selfie as a train was going by and people getting too close to the trains.
Yes.
And getting killed.
Jeez. People don't do stupid things. Did I mention that? Oh, and back up your data. Did I mention that? There are important things you need to deal with. So, wow, that's crazy. So, but do you do selfies? Watch out now for your wrist.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt. Doug in Stevensville, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Doug.
I have a question about the GoBee 2 wearables fitness band with the automatic calorie tracking. How in the world does it know what I'm putting in my mouth and how many calories are in it?
Magic. Actually, Doug, it doesn't. We actually reached out to Helby on your behalf, but they wouldn't give us an answer. Interesting. Luckily, we have a great team of researchers that were able to hopefully help you out. What Helby says their device does is track the side effects of converting food into glucose and absorbing into the body. Supposedly, the tracker will track the water release and other things related to that. Now, whether it works or not, who knows? In studies, it's been found to have an error rate of about 15 to 20%. Now, if true, that would be pretty impressive, but those are studies supplied by the manufacturer. So you can't count on that.
Yeah. Now, the tracker will also record how much you walk and your water intake, too, but those things won't help it figure out that you had 3 glasses of wine, a large burger and fries, and a slice of cheesecake in one sitting, as opposed to a salad with no dressing. The real value is whatever proprietary technology it uses to figure out caloric intake, and that's their own trade secret. Now, if they really are tracking things like water released by cells when they produce glucose, it's impressive, especially since we also drink water and sweat. So it'd be surprising if it really worked well, but they've been around for a few years, so maybe it does.
Maybe it does, but you'd think they would at least answer us. We've had their people on the show before, even, so we went right to them and said, hey, can you help us out here? Doug has an interesting question. If you want to tell us or even we'll do a quick interview, you can answer the question that way. They chose to not respond. So the heck with them. So we're not recommending Hilby products, especially because they're non-responsive to us, and they won't tell us without giving trade secrets out. You know, we weren't asking them to lay it all out and just hand it to other competitors. Just in general, does it do what it says, and kind of how does it do it? Nope. No response. So the heck with them. Doug, sorry we couldn't get more of an answer for you. Visit us, though, at intotomorrow.com.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Be beginning next week. Don't miss our 24th year coverage of CES out of Vegas. We will be there bringing you some of the latest, greatest, cool consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC Digital, providing super-fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Get special products and pricing for Into Tomorrow listeners at owcdigital.com/into. That's owcdigital.com/into.
It's time for our Epoch History feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA, IFA history. IFA.
In 1966, an international conference authorized the European formats PAL and CCAM. And it was in 1967 at the 25th IFA in Berlin when the German Chancellor Willy Brandt pressed the button to launch color television in Germany. The communist Eastern Germany started 2 years later, but used the French CCAM system to keep their citizens from watching West Germany's color TV, their favorite but illegal source of information and entertainment. Only big, expensive screens were available in color, and content very slowly made the transition to color. That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And don't forget,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Cameron. On Into Tomorrow.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Well, you're trying to find that perfect selfie angle. Be sure to keep listening Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We are back with much more, covering the latest in consumer tech, gadgets, gizmos, products, services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. But you make the show. And by that, I mean when you call in with your questions about any digital dilemma that you may have, or help for another listener, or share some tech rage, share your favorite app, whatever the case, when we hear you on the air, you make the show and kind of steer us in the right direction, if you will, to cover more and more things that are of interest to you. So don't hesitate to call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll get you on the next broadcast and address those concerns that you have. It's easy, toll free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. You can even Skype into it if you'd like from anywhere in the world. We want to hear from you and have you join us on Into Tomorrow. Acting as the voice of the consumer for a variety of industries, joining us now is the media and telecom practice lead for technology with J.D. Power, Ian Greenblatt. Ian, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You guys are always coming up with awards for various and sundry industries and so forth, and I think that's terrific because you're not just naming people willy-nilly. You're doing a lot of research and so forth, and you do cover a lot of consumer electronics, consumer tech-related things. One of the most recent things that caught our attention is the latest J.D. Power 2018 Smart Thermostat Satisfaction Report, which is something that we want to be sure and talk to you about. And a lot of people listening are thinking, well, gee, how satisfied should we be? And I didn't know that there were. Well, of course, if there are listeners, they know there are many smart thermostats out there. But tell me, first of all, about your report, and then let's get into some of the specifics.
Sure. So let's start at the beginning. J.D. Power is a leader in consumer insights, advisory services, data and analytics. That allows us to help our clients drive customer satisfaction, growth, and profitability. We're truly focused on, like you, the voice of the customer.
Mm.
The smart, just another aside about J.D. Power is that not everyone knows it's not just the car trophy people. We do over 150 annual benchmark surveys in 30 countries across 19 languages. We survey over 5 million people a year. So there are a whole lot of things, as you say, that we do take a look at.
Yeah, I guess most of us know of J.D. Power from car commercials all the time. And it's like, okay,
right.
It seems like, you know, we have blinders on. Oh, yeah, J.D. Power, the people that do cars. But no, as you say, it's a whole lot more than that. And I'm encouraged to hear that you do so many surveys and really provide some great input, not only for us as consumers, but probably more importantly in the long run, for manufacturers to know what they should be doing better.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It goes all the way back to Dave Power and his family sitting in the kitchen mailing out postcards, mm-hmm. bringing in survey information to auto manufacturers to improve the way cars were built to customers' desires.
Cool.
So let me tell you about the Smart Thermostat Satisfaction Report.
Mm-hmm.
That report measures overall customer satisfaction with smart thermostat brands among those who purchased a smart thermostat system in the last 12 months. Satisfaction is examined across 10 factors, ease of use, ease of install and setup, the reliability of those devices, energy efficiency, the price paid, and there's a value component there, effectiveness in heating and cooling, its connectivity, and it's the usefulness of the application that you interact with the device with, and a variety of features and the customer service. This is all calculated on a 1,000-point scale and is based on responses from almost 1,000 customers. And we finished fielding in August.
And 1,000
so
points
was,
suggests to me, if you're talking about 1,000 points, it's more than just, okay, rate it 1 to 5. What do you think? I mean, you really get into some in-depth detail in order to conduct these surveys and give us some accurate info, it sounds like.
It's true. There are a lot of factors, a lot of attributes that inform factors, which informs an index. So that's how we get to the 1,000-point scale. Hmm.
Gotcha. So what were the results?
Dave, I was going to say, drum roll, please.
Yes.
the Nest ranked highest overall in customer satisfaction. It performed particularly well in 6 of the 10 factors: internet connectivity, variety of features, ease of use, energy efficiency, usefulness of the app, and the ease of the install and setup. Honeywell ranked a close second, and Carrier ranks 3rd.
I'm getting thumbs up and tongue sticking out from Chris in the control room, who has a Nest, and he knows that I've got a Honeywell. So I'm glad that at least they came in second, and it was a close second, I believe. So, but the cool thing is that those are technologies that we utilize as well and have talked about for years since they've been available on the air and recommend to people. So it's always encouraging to get a little added support, I guess, for things that we have recommended as well on the show.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that you recommend them. That customer loyalty, we found that 94% of satisfied customers are likely to recommend that product to others and are nearly 60% likely to repurchase the product down the road. So that if those products can satisfy beyond the purchase and installation process, create some long-term savings, both environmentally friendly options and long-term electrical or heat savings.
Cool.
If you can find the savings, you find loyalty.
Yeah, that's a good point. And people can see reports. I'm assuming Nest sends reports similar to Honeywell. I get reports, I don't know if it's once a month or every quarter or something, that relates to my savings or lack thereof this year compared to same time last year. And it does make you stop and think. And it does make you realize, you know, wow, this was a hotter summer than I had thought. Of course, we're in Miami, so we live on air conditioning constantly. But it does make you stop and think that, you know, maybe I should go up a degree or two when I leave home more than I do otherwise. Or I love the fact that with smart thermostats, I've been able for many years to adjust the temperature downward while I'm in an airplane coming back home. So by the time I get home, it's very comfortable. It's nice and cool, just the way you want it. Just like I remote start my car for the same reason. People think, why are you afraid of a bomb? No, I want to be comfortable. So I remote start the car for the same reason that you want to access a smart thermostat. And, of course, we can't relate to it being very cold, but folks up north during the winter like to be able to do the same thing for their heat and be comfortable by the time they get home. Ian, I'm going to ask you to hold just a second, if you would. Well, maybe a few seconds. We're going to pay a couple of bills, come right back as we talk with Ian Greenblatt, Technology, Media, and Telecom Practice Lead with J.D. Power about smart thermostats as Into Tomorrow continues.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with Ian Greenblatt, who is the Media and Telecom Practice Lead for Technology with J.D. Power at jdpower.com. You mentioned, Ian, that Nest scored positive, I think you said 6 out of 10 with variables. What are the ones they didn't do so well with?
Well, let's see. Subtracting from the list of factors, I'd say energy efficiency was one. No, actually, that was one of the ones they did quite well in. Price paid.
Yeah.
So there's always a value for price paid component for all of our studies, and Nest being a premium product, a high polish product. Tends to be a bit more expensive than the Honeywell and the Carrier, even more expensive than the Ecobee. And that's also one of the reasons why, if you see some of the products that are recently coming out from Nest, they have a lower price point product in market today.
Yeah, they want to hold on to the market share that they have. So, and the way to do that, in this case, good point, Ian, is that you got to come up with something a little less expensive. Maybe it doesn't do quite everything that the main one does, but at least you're getting the unit, you're getting a good experience with it, and perhaps will ultimately upgrade when you realize there are things that that it can do that will be more helpful to you.
Just so.
Is there a good way to tell how many consumers have a smart thermostat? How many folks are using these? And no doubt it continues to grow.
You know, the answer is it depends. I apologize for giving you a lawyer answer. It's not actually all that easy. It's self-reporting, right? It's the manufacturers reporting out how many devices have shipped. It's surveys like this one. And then, it's of course, that's just a sample. So you have to extrapolate what the actual number is, or an approximation of what the number is based on the sample you collected. So in truth, there really isn't a great way to tell how many consumers have these devices.
Well, and it makes sense. Again, whether or not folks from the manufacturer end are kind of inflating things, or they're including every demo that went out to a Home Depot or something or whatever. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's not something that we can even count on you guys at J.D. Power to say, oh, with absolute certainty, it's this. Oh, because there is no absolute certainty, and I get that. If you could give one message for companies that are making and selling these devices, what would it be then?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I'd tell them that whether the widget sold has a shiny surface or a matte surface, if it's high touch or low touch, it's kind of irrelevant. Hmm. At the end of the day, the product isn't so much the widget as it is the experience. In IoT, the experience is the product. It's, and I'll tell you a little story that amplifies the point. So before I was with J.D. Power, I had a consultancy, and I knew the folks at August Locks quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And I purchased one of the locks, and I liked it a lot. The touch and feel of them was heavy. It felt substantial, had a knurled surface. So for older folks trying to turn it with lower hand strength, it was easy to turn. I really liked the way it was put together. What blew me away, what put it over the top, was that the second I put the batteries into the device and it pinged my network to power on and give its hello world message, I got a phone call.
Whoa.
It was customer service at August, and they were making sure that I didn't have any questions on the install.
Wow.
That's the experience. So it's one of the things that we mention nonstop is that it's always good to delight the consumer. Nothing is lost by delighting your consumer. Every chance you get, every touch you have, delight the consumer. And I'm here to tell you that's the perfect example. I couldn't have been more delighted with that customer service.
And your story blew me away, because you don't hear about things like that. But imagine if Nest or Honeywell or Carrier or any of these folks that are providing things like this, because while it's not terribly complicated, if it's not someone who's a do-it-yourselfer typically, or could maybe even change out a light switch and understands, you know, how to turn the power off and watch out for the wires and connect it properly, it's probably great if you got a phone call or a text or an email from somebody real quick saying, hey, we're here for you. Got any questions, or were you able to set it up right? And just that proactiveness, as it blew you away and your story us, has got to go so far, especially with the whole customer satisfaction thing, and saying, wow, you know what? Not only am I going to recommend you, but I'm going to buy your other products for other areas in the house that will do other things, because you have that kind of concern for me as a customer. That's awesome.
Man, Dave, there's a fine line, right? You don't want to be pestered nonstop. We all remember Microsoft's Clippy.
Yeah.
and the lack of success that Clippy found. But to your point, taking that opportunity to delight the customer and to reach out when needed, especially in the manner or medium in which the consumer desires.
Yeah.
We're seeing that on the wireless providers, where their customer care numbers go up when they are able to correspond with their customers' concerns in the channel, in the omni-channel, in the channel that the consumers desire most. So be that Facebook Messenger, be that text message, be that instant messenger chat on the website, be that a phone call, be that an email. However it is that the consumer has reached out to you and desires to be communicated with, we see a rise in customer satisfaction when they're able to complete that transaction, find that resolution on the channel that they seek.
Sure. As long as it's not a robo-chat with somebody in another country that doesn't understand anything you're saying, or, as I mentioned, a robo-chat where all it is stock responses robotically, and you're not getting anything answered, that turned me away. I had that experience just yesterday with Samsung. A big company like that, you would think that they would actually have real people to be able to answer a question. So I hope J.D. Power does something with them one day and gives me those results, because I'll add to them. But Ian, you're a delight to chat with. I want to make sure we talk about anything else when we have another opportunity for consumer tech and things that you guys are involved in. You shed some great light on some of the things that we cover on a regular basis, and I look forward to having you join us again.
I'd be delighted.
Thank you, sir. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. 800-478-6084. That's 800-478-6084.
If you keep staring up in the sky trying to figure out which cloud has all your data, you might need to call us for assistance. We'll be delighted to help solve your consumer tech questions, your digital dilemmas. And the number to dial would be
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Hey, Erasmo's in the control room. H is working with us out of New York City. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Accurate glucose readings for people with diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
When you participate on the program, and by that we mean we get to hear you on the air, you call in to the following toll-free number anytime, 24/7. You win prizes.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
What might some of those very prizes be, do you think, available these days?
Well, one might be a Quilt 2, which you can attach any USB storage device to and access your files from anywhere.
Oh, cool. Or perhaps the ActionTek Screen Beam Mini 2, which is a wireless way to mirror any content from any mobile device to an HD display.
Or from 97, a Dox portable battery base for the Amazon Echo Dot.
Ah, very cool. Soul Pro has sent us some Helios smart battery packs and solar-powered travel chargers. It charges most phones, by the way, three times on a single charge. They are that powerful.
From OV LED, we've got a couple of their LED broadbeam headlamps.
And from Razer, how about a Kraken Tournament Edition wired gaming headset? Very cool. No promises, no guarantees, but if you mention one or more of those items as a preferred prize, we'll do our best to get it to you, if at all possible. When you visit us, by the way, at intotomorrow.com, a little box should pop up if all goes well and the internet gods are with us. And we ask only for your email address. And why do we do that?
Because we would like you to subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter.
Well, there you go. And it's a double opt-in program, which is why we ask only for your email. When you put that in, check your email, because you should get a little link that says, confirm by clicking this link. You see, that's the double opt-in, because we don't spam anyone. And then you will begin getting our free once-a-week tech newsletter. Among the things, it has tech news. Go figure. Some thoughts. Some upcoming listener calls, so you can know how we're going to answer certain questions. And, of course, guests on the show and everything else. Beth's tech tip and other goodies. And just as importantly, we want you to tune in 1 week from today for our 24th year coverage of CES, the big consumer electronics show in Vegas. We will be there, will we not?
We will.
All right.
With bells on.
I don't know about that, because you wouldn't be able to hear them. It's so noisy there anyway. But hopefully you'll hear the interviews and see all the videos we're going to shoot. Visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. to participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.